Hello, team, and welcome to another episode of The Two Fat Brokers. Today we are doing it in German. Today, housekeeping first. Like and subscribe, hit the bell, otherwise you're not allowed to watch this. If you don't do that, stop watching. Today we are going to do something slightly off-brand. We are going to do some real estate-related quick-fire questions. They will not be one-word answers. Well, some might be one-word answers, but they will be very short and sweet.
The fastest finger first.
Steady.
On the buzzers.
I used to win that. Oh, okay, not that game.
Okay. I'm Ben from Abu Dhabi.
I'm Barney from Dubai. I have a bit of a cold, so I might sound a bit stuffy, but anyway.
Let's go, yeah. Come on. First one.
Is your commission negotiable?
No.
No.
Have you ever had a client try to pay in cash?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a client with 1.6 million in cash in a carrier bag come to us once.
Was it a Waitrose carrier bag? Was it a Waitrose carrier bag?
Didn't check the brand.
What's your go-to fake laugh when a client tells you a bad joke?
No such thing as a fake laugh. They're all jokes are funny.
Yeah, clients are always right, so there you go.
Have you ever said, this unit has potential when you knew it was awful?
Yes, but that's the point. It has to be awful to have potential.
Yeah, exactly. The worse the unit, the more potential it's got.
Oh, strong. Like that.
Would you rather lose your phone or car keys before reviewing?
Car keys.
Phone.
You're not a real estate agent.
How many times have you shown a unit without knowing the square foot?
700.
All of the times. All of the times.
700 this year.
Do you secretly hate when clients say, I'm browsing?
They aren't clients, so no, I don't
work
with them.
I don't think you secretly hate that. Like you outwardly openly hate it. Yeah. If
I'm outwardly hanging out now.
Browse, bait, property finder and Dubizzle.
What is the weirdest thing you've seen on a listing?
The weirdest thing. So I once saw a property listing and the picture was a guy leaning on his Ferrari. Yeah, it was on, one of the property portals back in the day.
Owner or the agent?
I don't know who was leaning on
Back in the
Ferrari,
day, it would have been the owner.
It was only one picture and it was a guy leaning on a Ferrari.
That beats mine. I can't even think of one.
Okay.
Have you ever presented a unit that was no longer available just to get a client in the car?
No.
I haven't done that either.
I have. Got a client in the car and gone, yeah, that house just got sold. But I've never pretended it was still available.
What is the most ridiculous lowball offer you've ever had to submit?
50% off.
50%?
Yeah.
Wow.
Offer them half.
That's impressive.
50%. It was 12 and a half million. No, the offer was 12 and a half. The asking price is 25.
Do clients think they own every listing you post?
No.
Is this your house?
Some people do ask me what part of Emirates Hills I live in, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, we're doing well, we're not doing that well.
What's more painful, rent negotiations or driving to Sharjah?
I don't know, I don't drive to Sharjah.
Do you ever get FOMO when another agent closes a deal?
So badly.
Yeah, and our agents get that as well, and they get pretty upset about it, particularly if there was some delay or something, yeah.
There have been times where we've had the buyer and had the listing and not put two and two together.
Yeah.
That has happened. That's bad. That is like suicide moment. You've got to put me on the red watch for that.
What's your I'm on the way lie when you're still in bed?
I'm there. Where are you? I can't see you.
Are you literally, that's ballsy. I'm here.
No, you just say, I'm really sorry. I forgot or I overslept or something's come up.
Once I had a meeting and I'd overslept, my excuse was I was working late the night before and I said, my car's broken down because they called and I was like, oh, my car's broken down. I'm not going to make it. And then afterwards, I called back and said, actually, that was a lie. I slept through my alarm.
You can always tell when someone's in bed. Hello? Oh, my car's broken now.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Have you locked yourself out of a property during a viewing?
No.
I haven't locked myself out, but I've struggled with the keys, and it was like 50 degrees heat, 100%. And I'm just like trying to get the keys in, and sweat's dripping off your forehead onto the keys. Like, please, please open, please, please.
For the love of God.
What's your secret talent as a broker that no one knows?
As a broker?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a broker.
I'm really good at the silent close.
What's that? You don't call your client anymore. Why isn't he calling or answering?
No, the silent really close is when you ask a question and you just shut up and just wait for them to say something. I've been like a minute and a half on the phone and not said anything.
That's really good, because British people are usually really bad at that. They normally say, so would you like to make an offer on this unit? Or do you want to see some more options? You know, which is like absolute killer.
Which is also, that's a valid question, but flip it. Mm. Do you want to see some more options, or do you want to make an offer on this unit? That's
but,
the right
But then
way.
When your client always go, I want to see more options.
No, not necessarily.
No.
Have you ever eaten your client's food on a home tour?
No.
No, that's weird.
Do you remember every property you've sold?
Mm-mm. I don't even remember the last one I sold. I've got a terrible memory.
I do, because I've only ever sold one.
Oh, what was it?
One bed St. Regis.
Nice. How much?
2.4.
Did you keep the commission, or did you give it to one of your brokers?
I kept it. I did all the work.
Well, it's not really the behaviour of a manager, Ben. I'm disappointed in you.
I split it with the company.
I hope you kept my 6%.
Of course.
Good.
Of course.
Have you ever Googled your own listing?
No.
No, that actually probably would be quite sensible. Then you'd know the square footage.
What's your go-to petty text that you don't send?
Smell you later.
Really?
Well, you don't send it, so you could say anything.
It would have been nicer if you told me this earlier. Mm,
that's a good one. I do send those. Yeah. I think I think, you know, if it's a reasonable excuse that they're cancelling, you just got to hold it in. But if it's something stupid, you're like, well, thanks for letting me know earlier.
Yeah, or they don't turn up. Or
Dubai or Abu Dhabi, where's the better ROI?
I think Abu Dhabi now, unless it's probably a very expensive unit, in which case maybe Dubai.
Yeah, high ticket values Dubai, regular units Abu Dhabi.
Off plan or ready property?
Ready.
Ready.
What's the biggest lie clients believe?
Fake listings online. Well, I know you don't really have those in Dubai.
Yeah. No, there's a
you
lot of agents.
Fake listings?
Yeah, I mean, there are some agents that fudge it.
How do you fudge it?
They have friends who live on the Palm who sign Form A's for properties for their own house, but then they put totally different pictures on.
That's clever.
Yeah. The one that I have heard time and time again is if you buy this luxury development off plan, you'll make 30% capital appreciation the next 6 to 12 months, which is just astonishingly inaccurate. Astonishingly.
30% seems to be the number that brokers go for.
It seems to be the sweet spot that intelligent people buy.
Oh, really? You think people fall for that?
If you're clever enough to buy a 50 million dirham apartment, you've got to be clever enough to know you're not going to make 30% in 12 months. You gotta. But it seems to work.
Well, I mean, we just did our Q1 report, and Mamsha was up 69% last 12 months. I know, tell me about it. Didn't even make that up. So, I mean, it does happen.
69% in the last 12 years?
12 months.
Ah, geez.
Yeah, nuts. Crazy.
Did you buy one?
No.
Damn. Me neither.
Cash buyers or mortgage clients, who's easier to deal with?
Cash is easier to deal with, for sure.
I think actually if you delve into it, cash buyers, this is going to sound bad, cash buyers are wealthier, and wealthier people are usually a little bit more difficult, complex to deal with. If you're a mortgage buyer, you're probably buying a regular home for your family, and you're less interested in quibbling over things, whereas I think I've found the bigger the ticket, the more complex the transaction. So
more complex the buyer.
What's your dream listing value?
One bit. Yeah, as much as possible. Oh, list it. Oh, yeah, I mean.
No, but I mean, the listing, if it's $1 billion, hard to sell. No one's going to buy it.
I tell you what, give me 125 million dirham at Villa on Emirates Hills on the golf course, and I would be your biggest fan.
Yeah, I mean, we don't even come close to that kind of thing. And we wouldn't get a lead on it either. You know, 5 million?
Or anything that's 30% undervalued. Come to think about it.
30%, nice number.
Yeah. I buy that.
Which areas in Dubai and Abu Dhabi are completely overrated?
Overrated?
Emaa South by the airport. It wants to live underneath an airport. I don't know.
But I mean, is it popular?
Seems to be. For deaf people, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Seems to be high ROIs. But I cannot fathom why you would live so close to an airport under a flight path. Just, I don't get it.
Yeah, true, true. I mean, we've mentioned this one before, this area is actually, it's up and coming, but it had so much potential originally, and it's taken like a long time to get going. But for Masdar City at the moment in Abu Dhabi.
Which areas are the most undervalued?
Either Jumeirah Village Triangle or Victory Heights?
For Abu Dhabi, I would say specifically Ream Hills Apartments.
Would you buy your own listing?
If I'm rich enough one day, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have bought my own listings before.
Is there a bubble coming?
I don't think there's a bubble, but I think there will be a price slowdown. I think for a bubble, you've got to look at supply and demand. There's still a lot of demand, and there's still an incoming supply of supply.
I don't think there's a bubble where it collapses in on itself, but we've still got systemic risk from these Trump tariffs that could cause a global slowdown, which could affect prices.
Not a bubble.
Yeah, it's not a bubble.
So no, is the answer.
From its fancy pants. Well, all right, no bubble.
What's one developer you trust the most?
I mean, Emaa's got a great reputation.
Yeah, Emaa's got a great reputation. I mean, they're kind of, they're kind of top of the heap, I suppose.
In Abu Dhabi, really, only Aldar's been, consistently delivering, over a long period of time. There's a lot of other developers, arriving now, but who might get track records in the future. But yeah, only really Aldar, comes close.
What is your biggest commission?
It was big.
Mine was 48,000 dirhams for the one unit I sold for 2.4 million, which I was pretty pleased with.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable answering that question.
The worst listing you have ever walked into?
The worst thing I ever walked into was a two-bedroom ex-council flat in, down by Woolwich Docks in London. And it was it looked like a crime scene. It was just filth everywhere. And the carpet was worn in the middle so much that it was just rubber. And then there was bits of the pattern of the carpet down the sides. So, yeah, and it smelled of human excrement. And it was a warm day, which really didn't help. And that will live long in my memory.
Mm. Yeah, for me, just there was a villa in Khalifa City A where the floor was more cockroaches than floor.
Crispy.
Do you think most agents exaggerate listings?
Bait and switch. They want to bait the client with like something that's super attractive, and then they switch it. Be like, oh, I just took a deposit on that one. I'll sell you something else. It's client acquisition.
Are open houses worth it in Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
I just had my first open house in about 10 years, and it was an astonishing success. I mean, it was yesterday, and I'm still buzzing off it.
Wow.
We had 7 or 8 of the neighbors come through, all of them interested or have friends who might be interested. We had a massive turnout of brokers. We put on food, music, a little bit of... We had refreshments and it went really, really well. And we were flying around with buyers, agents, neighbors. It was really good. So it didn't sell there and then, but we got an offer from the neighbor We've got another offer coming from someone else in the community. So yeah, I mean, I would say yes, but you have to do them right. You have to do them right. And you have to set it up properly.
Yeah, no, but I mean, there isn't really a tradition of it, but I think they could do really well as long as you're consistent, as long as every weekend you're doing one and you're building that kind of, you know, that kind of anticipation from people. Like, oh, okay, like, wonder where their open house is. This week I'd really be interested in that project. But we struggle with one-off open houses because you've got to do so much marketing to get people there. And if it's obviously, if it's a very expensive property, then you can afford to do the marketing, you know, you can push a lot of effort into it. But if it's not,
yeah, we have exclusivity on it. It's a, you know, it's a $1.5 million dirham payday. So it was worth it.
Well, yeah,
again, sure. Anecdotally, we did hear from one of the neighbors that another real estate company had done an open house in the community, not on this house, and it got way out of hand. Oh. It went long into the night. There was, you know, there was loud cars, there was loud music. So yeah, there are ways of doing it, and there's ways of not doing it.
How many coffees would you consume in a day?
3 or 4. Double espressos, hot milk, cortado, my drink, man.
2. One want to get in, one about an hour after.
You used to have like 8 a day.
Yeah, I've cut down.
When was the last time you actually had a day off?
I have every Saturday off with my family.
Yeah, don't work weekends.
What's the weirdest thing a client's ever asked?
Is your commission negotiable?
Does that person come with the house? They were talking about one of the staff, and I was like, I sell houses, man, not people. Turns out that the seller of the house was like, yeah, she'll stay if you wanted to be the maid. But yeah, that took me off guard a little bit.
That's bizarre.
Is real estate oversaturated right now?
Yes.
Oversaturated with what? Brokers?
Yeah.
Houses?
Brokers. My yes is to brokers. There's too many.
Yeah, you think so? Mm-hmm. So in Abu Dhabi, there's a huge number of off-plan brokers. There's not that many secondary market brokers. So I think when that bubble pops, if it does, yeah, there'll be a massive collapse.
In what?
We have 2,700 registered brokers.
In Abu Dhabi?
Yeah.
Population of?
2.5 million in the city. But obviously, not that many property you can actually buy. Maybe about 60,000-70,000 units you can actually buy.
Wow.
Is open to international investors.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I just think it's the barrier to entry, which is ironic because if you came down to it and you asked me to pass any tests, I could do the RERA, but I've got no degree. I've got no paper qualifications to do this job. But I still think there's just too many real estate agents for a city this small.
Are agents overpaid or underpaid?
You get paid what you earn, so you're paid exactly what you're worth.
I mean, yeah, 2% when you look at it globally is kind of where the market is, yeah.
Is social media more important than cold calling?
In the long run, yes. In the short term, no.
Because it takes you a long time to build up a social media following.
I've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah, well, how long have we been doing this? Is it 5 years yet? We started in 2020, right, with COVID.
Did we?
Two Fat Brokers? I think so. We've been doing Two Fat Brokers for 5 years?
No. We should have way more like and subscribers than we do.
Smash that bell button.
Should brokers wear suits or sneakers?
Suits. Wear what you're comfortable in.
No,
as long as it's not a
game of
suit.
Comfort. It's a game of presentation. Look respectable. Look professional.
Why are you wearing a grey suit that used to be black? Why are your shoes not polished? Why aren't you wearing a tie? Why is your hair so bad?
I don't have
this
any
is a
hair
game
anymore.
Of respectable. It's because you
like
stay in the office all day and night.
Like a respectable middle-aged lawyer.
What's more powerful, personality or product knowledge?
Personality. Ooh. Unfortunately.
Yeah, because otherwise I'd be screwed. I have a nice personality. My product knowledge is pretty good. So I would say if you can marry out the two. But no, at the end of the day, I think people buy people.
I'm actually, when I hear you on the phone quoting, you know, talking about the property and like actually knowing what the square foot is and the plot and stuff like that, you know, I'm, you know, so I don't want to say impressed, but I am surprised that you know so much about, you know, what you're talking about.
You love me.
No, you're having a good day. I must be, I don't know what's happening. I must be happy today.
Cutting down on coffee.
Must be that, yeah.
And last but not least, before we move on to our next podcast, do you need luck or hustle to succeed in Abu Dhabi or Dubai?
Well, hustle beats luck every time, but there's nothing, you know, there's nothing like a bit of luck, particularly early on.
Jack Nicklaus said, "The harder I practice, the luckier I get."
He did. That is a good quote. Thank you very much. So we've been the Two Fat Brokers answering some quick fire questions there. I've been Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Barney from Dubai.
And like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
Hit the bell.